I think it's kedai to try to dip in one more time to some Dover Be'itai Matoiv, some Chumash Torah related to this week's parsha, more regarding the kachin of Noach. So, for the fourth time, the pasuk says that as soon as Noach emerged from the teva, Vayetze Noach uvanav v'ishtei v'neshei vanav itai, kol ha'chaya, kol ha'remes v'chol ha'oif, kol ro'imes ala ares, l'mishpecha yiseyem yotzim en ha'teva. What was the first thing Noach did? Vayiven Noach mizbeach l'Hashem. Vayikach mikol ha'behema ha'tahira, u'mikol ha'oif ha'tahar, vayal oivois ba'mizbeach. The first thing he did was he built a mizbeach. He took from all the kosher animals and from all the kosher birds, and he brought oivos. Vayarech Hashem es reach anichayach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu smelled the reach anichayach. Vayim Hashem alibay, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to himself, Loi oisav akalu oidas ha'adam ha'bavur ha'adam. Ki yetzel lev ha'adam ramen u'urav, v'loi oisav oi lahakis es kol chay kasher osis. The tachlis, the toyeles, the noyach wanted should come about through these karbonas happen. In fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Loi, oisif, oi, lekalul, oi, desu, adamo, bavur ha'odam. Vayorach Hashem esreach anichayach. Ad kidei kach, that the Medrash says, Va'arva la'Hashem minchas Yehuda, v'Yerushalayim, ki mei oylam u'chashonim kan mei niyois. What's kimei oylam? We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our tefilois and our karbonos should be sweet to you, like the sweetness of the karbonos that Noach brought. Now, the Meshach the week, we spoke about different inyanim that are tucked away here in these two psukim. Number one, Vayiven Noach Mizbeach. Was it a Mizbeach or was it a Bama? From the Gemara in Zvachim, Kufches, and the Gemara in Zvachim, Kuftezvav, it's Mashma. This was a regular Bamas Yachin. In fact, the Gemaras in those two places learn critical halachas related to the dinim of Bamas Yachid from this pasuk Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem, from the Brachos Rabba, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov's memory, Pikutere Lezer, Perich of Gimel, the Targum Yonason, the Rambam and Perich Beis Hilchas Beis Abchir, it's Mashma, that this wasn't just a Bama, but rather this was a Mizbeach, and not just a Mizbeach, it was the Mizbeach that Admarishan had built, the Mizbeach that Cain and Hevel built. In fact, the Mizbeach wasn't just built anywhere. Evan Ezra says it was built in Ararat, it was built in Turkey. This wasn't in Istanbul, right? This Mizbeach was built in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. It was built Tachas Shara Shamayim. It was built literally in the Makom HaMikdash. And we mentioned from Meir Simcha that if that's the case, it's Yitochen, it's ganz possible, it's ganz Shayach, that it could be the dinim that governed this Hakrova was not Dinei Bama, but rather it was Dinei Kachim. And if that's the case, that would explain why Vayorach Hashem is Reach Nichayach, says Ramei Simcha, even though we know Ein Reach Nichayach Bebama. It's based on the fact that this wasn't governed by regular Dinei Bama, but rather this was governed by the laws of Mikdash. We mentioned the Ha'ara Nifla from Rabbi Yehuda Asad in the Shail Shachuvah's Yehuda Yala, and that said that what was the carbon that Noach brought? He brought oil ice. The pasuk says that he took from all the behemoths ha-tahiris. Now, how many were all? It was 7 scharim and 7 akevis. We know the halacha is that oila could only be bazachar. An oila can't be born akeva. And if that's the case, then how is it possible? How is it possible that Noach is bringing now an oila from an akeva? And we said that even though this was the order of the Baal Chavetzal Sashar, it's mavur nabi dazar daf chav dalit that you could bring an oilas nakeva on a bamas yachid. But hotenach, if I even Noach mizbeach l'Hashem was taka bamas yachid. But what if it was a regular mizbeach in the makom hamikdash? And like Rameir Simcha said, it's yitochin that if that's the case, so it's being governed with Dine Mikdash. Well, if that's the case, no such thing as an oilless nikev. You know, it's just a smattering, just a little bit of the raid that we spoke about over the last couple of days. But in base medrash b'loy chiddush, the pasuk says, what was the karbonos that Noach brought? Vayal oilois b'mizbeach. He brought oilois. Why did Noach bring oilois? Chteisa, you don't have to be oilois. Right? We're learning kachem now. You can bring a chatas, you can bring an asham, you can bring an oilo, you can bring a shlomim, you can bring a toida. Somebody emerges from the teva, you'd think, right? He's definitely from the Arba Tzrichim Lahoides. So you would think now would be a good time to maybe go ahead and bring a carbon toida, right? There's the mincha of Arvel Hashem, minchas Yehuda, right? There's something called a mincha, a Pesach. Okay, it wasn't Pesach. Bechar, Meiser, Behema. Right, there's different types of karbonis. Mehecha teisi oilas. Now, I think the starting point to analyzing this is a Gemara in Mesechtes Vachim, Daf Kuf Tezayin Amirav. The Gemara over there says, Itma, Rabbi Lozav, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. There was a Machloikis and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Chad Amar, one said, Karvu Shlomo L'Bnei Noach. That Bnei Noach can bring Shlomo. The Chad Amar, the other one says, like Karvu, they can't bring Shlomo. Now, the background to this Gemara is, the Gemara says, that's Pashat, that a Bnei Noach can bring an oil. Stating that, could a Bnei Noach also bring a Shlomo, or could he not bring a Shlomo? It was Machloikis, Rabbi Lozav, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Chad Amar, yeah. The Chad Amar, not. My time is the man that Amar Karvu Shlomo L'Bnei Noach. What's the Makar to the man that holds? That Bnei Noach could bring shlomim. The pasuk says, "The hevel hevi gamhu mi bechoros tzoynoi umichel veyam." Ezeu davar shechel by karev legabim mizbeach. Ve'en kulei karev legabim mizbeach. It sounds like hevel brought from the chelev. He didn't bring the whole carbon. Hevi yomer zeh shlomim. Must be a shlomim. Can't be an oila. Why not? Because an oila goes completely on the mizbeach. It's not only chelveyam. Thus, you see, hevel brought a shlomim. If hevel brought a shlomim, chad amar a ben noyach could bring a shlomim. My time with the man, amar loy karvu. So this is a more complicated mekar. Except the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Perik dalu pasuk tezayim, uri tzafayin, uvayi seimon. You know what this means? Tisnair uma shemaseo betzafayin, referring to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael does avoid this betzafin. V'savay uma shemaseh betzafin b'dar. Okay. Tisnari the oiv de kechavim shemaseh betzafin. That all the karbonis that they bring is all betzafin. Because an oilos brought betzafin and it's kodesh kadashim, and they can only bring oilos. V'savay uma. The second part of the pasuk is talking about Klal Yisrael that is. Seimon is even in Darim, because we could bring even Kachem Kalim, and Kachem Kalim is Nishchat B'chal Makayim, that could be even on the Darim side of the Azar. But either way, it's Machlokes in the Gemara, whether a Ben Noach was only able to bring a Karban Oila, or whether Ben Noach was also able to bring a Shlom. This is a very fundamental Shaila. And really, it's negay a lot of Psukim in the Torah, and if you go through the Gemara here in Zvachan, Kufta Zayin, and the Gemara actually goes through a lot of those Psukim. But the bottom line is there was a big Machlokes Ameira, Machlokes Rabbi Laza, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanin, Chadama. By the way, we don't know who said what, but Rabbi Ruv Margolis did. I in Sham based on Yerushalmi. But either way, look, at first glance, l'chura, you would say that according to the Manama that holds, that if a Noyach was only allowed to bring a Noyach, it's Pashat, that's the reason. Vayal Oilus Mam is Beach. Noyach is Doch, he's not a Ben Noyach, he's Noyach Ale, right? He is Yofa Koyach Ha'av. He is a Ben Noyach, and if Noach is a Ben Noach, and the only carbon that a Ben Noach can bring is an oilos, that's Pashit. That would be this Indian of Ayal Oilos Bamizbech. The Kasha would be, according to the Mandamer that holds, that a Ben Noach can bring not only an oilo, but he can also bring a Shlomim. If he could also bring a Shlomim, Shtelzach Teshaylo, why did Noach bring an oilo? Why could Noach not have also brought, why could Noach have not also brought a carbon shlomim? And the emes is that even this simple teretz, that vayal oilas bamizbeach, because a ben Noach, according to one man da'ama, could only bring an oila, that would only be true if you hold that Noach's karbonas were brought b'teiraz bama. But in the event that Vayiva Noach Mizbeach Lashem is, like Ramey Simcha said, Aliba, the Bracious Rabbah, and Pirkei the Rabbi Eliezer, and Targum Yonis, and Ram Perk Pesach Chos Pesach Chiro, it's going with the Mahalach of Akrovas Mikdash. Well, if it's going with the Mahalach of Akrovas Mikdash, then it's Yitochin to say that even if Noach Bechefts is a Ben Noach, but at the same time, if this whole Akrovah, this whole Avoid is going with the Shulchan Aruch of Mikdash, then you would think that his Akrovah should be governed by the Shulchan Aruch of Mikdash as well. But either way, if you hold that a Ben Noach could only bring an oil, and Noach is a Ben Noach, and his Akrov is going to with that Akrov of Bnei Noach, Bamas Yachar, all the halachas of Akrov is Bnei Noach, I learned that from this pasuk. Oh, so it's very good. Vayal oilo is Bamas Mech. This is Mamash so geschmack. That's why Noach went, and he brought an oil. There was no other option. There was no other carbon for him to bring. He's a Ben Noach. This is the only carbon he could bring. If, however, you hold that a Ben Noach could bring a Shlomim, and even if you hold that a Ben Noach can only bring an oila, but this was a hakrov of mikdash, that ended stark and makam tataina, that he could have brought any carbon at the very least. If he wanted to bring a shlomim, he should have been able to bring a shlomim. So emesis could be the teretz is very simple, and that is that at this point Noach was not allowed to eat yet any basar. Avifel Noach was not allowed to eat any basar, so if he would have brought a shlomim, let's say, so what would he have done with the basar shlomim? He can't eat it. And just to let it sit around, that's an isser. So that wouldn't have been an option. And if that's the case, If that's the case, could be his pasha, he had to bring a carbon oil. He had to bring a carbon oil because he had to bring a carbon where all the basna was going to be put on the mizbeach and was going to be burnt. But it's not pashit. The reason it's not pashit is because the Gemara says, my time of the man do amar karvu shlama the b'nei noyach. What's pshayim the man amar that holds that a b'nei noyach bring a shlama? We learn from Hevel. Because Hevel brought a shlama. Well, Hevel was also not allowed to eat basna. And afilo hachir brought a shlama. So if Hevel could bring a shlama, the chayim noyach should also bring a shlama. I think if that's the case, it's a little bit hajr kushal aduchte. Why then was it that Noach brought an oila? Why did Noach not, at the very least, bring a carbon shlamim? The emesis, you know, asks this kasha, mamish, not exactly, but you know, asks this kasha, the Zohar HaKadosh. There's a Zohar HaKadosh in this week's parsha. It's in Parshas Noach. The Zohar HaKadosh is talking about the Yanuka, and the Yanuka is saying Torah, Sisrei Torah. Pasach, the Omar, the Yanuka, this Nar got up, and he said, the Pasach says, Vayive Noach Mizbeach Lavaya. Vayikach Mikola Behema Torah, Umikol Ho'oif Hator, Vayal Oilois Ba Mizbeach. Vayive Noach Mizbeach, Dohi Mizbeach, the Akriv Be Odom Kadma. This is the Mizbeach Adam Rishon built. And Adam Rishon brought Karbonis on. Which, by the way, this is now another Makar. Not like the Gemara's in Zvachim, Kuf Ches, and Kuf Tezvah. We have the Breishis Rabbah, we have Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, we have the Targum Yonasan, we have the Ram Hilchos Beis Abchira, and now we have the Zohar HaKadosh as well. But either way, says the Zohar HaKadosh, that you want to know what this Mizbeach was. This was Yena Mizbeach. Says the Zohar, Noyach, Amai Korev Oila. Why did he bring an Oila? You have to ask the question. Why was it an Oila? Says the Zohar, the ha'oila lois salka, ella begin hirhura de liba. Because a person brings a carbon oila when you have a hearer that you're not supposed to have, right? There's two chazals that talk about when a person brought a carbon oila. Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, based on the Gemara, in the first parak of Masechta Zvachim, says that oila was brought a chai ve'esen. And even then, it wasn't mechaper per se, but it's a doyroin, right? The Gemara gave a whole mashal. But the bottom line is, it's mechaper on esen. There's another chazal that the Rambam brings in his Pirush al HaTorah in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, and that is ha'oila al ruchachem. And we learn from there that carbon oila is mechaper for hira ali. So said the Yanuka, that you want to know why Noach brought a carbon oila, the oila lo yisalke el beginning of the lipa, because the oila is mechaper for hira ali. Noach ben Mochav, what was Noach chaya for? Elo says desire, because Noach hearer, because of some hearer than Noach had. What was the hearer? Because Noach, Omar Noach said, Hakutcha Barichu Gazar Dinan Amad Yischar. David made a gzeri that the world should be destroyed. Dilma begin the Shays of Lee, maybe because I was saved during my tenure in the Mabel, Kol Schus Apakali. Maybe I lost all my schus, simple Yishtar Li Schus Balma, and maybe I'm going to have no schus to be able to leave the Teva. Miyad, as soon as he left the Teva, he realized that the hearer that he had was a bad hearer, Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem, and he went ahead and he built the Mizbeach. When you read the Zohar Kipshutai, it sounds like the Zohar is saying, the reason Noach brought an Oila is because Noach was Choyte Behir Alev, and the Hir Alev was that he was saying to himself, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get out of the Teva. I mean, Eivishta spared me through the Yud Beis Chodesh of the Teva, which in the Chumash Torah we spoke about, that was an Oynish, right? And it required a special Hatzalah to get out of the Teva, even though Noach was put in the Teva to be saved, but even to emerge from the Teva, that required a Bezunder Eschus. But either way, he said, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to survive. When he left, he chapped that was a mistake, because he did have the ability to leave, and he shouldn't have questioned the Eivishta. And because of that, he chapped that he asked to bring a carbon for the Hira Alev that he had, Vayal Oilois, because Oilois Mechapar and Hira Alev. That's poshit, the way you read the Zohar Kaddish. But if you look at the Mefarshe HaZohar, they're all very, very bothered with this. Mamish, Ke'ish Echad, Belev Echad, they mucha very, very strongly with this Zohar. And the reason they mucha very strongly with this Zohar is because it sounds then like by Noach going ahead, it sounds like Noach is doing something wrong, right? This is not something that he's allowed to do. That machshav of katointi mikola chasadim mikola emes is really a trait for machshav. That's what it sounds like. Yaakov Avinu said katointi mikola chasadim mikola emes, right? This is something that you find by the Avos HaKadosh, and this is something that you found by Grace of Tzadikim. And if that's the case, makshim all the mefarshei HaZohar, I don't understand that a redesire. Noach is punished for thinking katointi mikola. Whenever we think about Yaakov Avinu saying katointi mikola chasad mikola emes, right? It's something that we always think about in a very positive way. Mechatesi over here, all of a sudden, this is a bad thing. Like, what's Pashup Shat? What's Pashup Shat? Then Noach would have been punished, and Noach needs kapar and needs ritzoy for saying katointi mikola chasadim And because it is kasha, if you look at the Mefarshei HaZoyer, a lot of them there mefarish this Zoyer very differently. And they learn that really the Zoyer just said that Noach was choyte with Hirur Alev. What exactly the Hirur Alev was, that the Zoyer is not saying. And the next part of the Zoyer, Ayin Shom, is already a whole other narrative. Abraham Miyash Teta in the Zoyer, that the reason Noach brought an Oila is because Noach needed Kapar. He needed Kapar for Hirur Alev, and Oila is Mechap of Hirur Alev. What the Hirur Alev was, could be it's that Machshava of Katointi Mikol HaChasad Mikol Emes, but a lot of the Mefarshei HaZoyer have a big issue with that, and as a result, they claim that really, it's not mefurish what the Alev was. This is way above my pay grade. But Lule the Mistafina could be Pashup Shad is, Rashi says in Chumash, right? Noach is tzaddik, tom hoye b'day roisnav, esol kimis alech noach, ki oischar isi tzaddik lefane b'dor hazeh. There's one slip up that you find with Noach in all the Rashis. He was maimu v'ne maimin, right? That's what Rashi says. Noach was miktani amono. He was maimu v'ne maimin. He did everything right. Noach Chalila was not nichshol in the gezel and darayis and all the things that were going on in that generation. But the one knetch that you do find with regards to Noach is that he was a maimu v'ne maimin. Maimu v'ne maimin is Hirur Alev, right? So that's Hirur Alev. And he needs kapara for oila al ruchachem. By the way, there's one other Indian that you find regarding Noach, the Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh says that Noach needed kapara, but Noach matzachem b'nei Hashem, that really he didn't have a schus atzmi to be saved because he didn't daven for the dar. Tfil is also avoid the shevelev. Could be that's also shayach to hirur alev, not the hirur that he did have, but the hirur that he didn't have. But either way, that's the Zohar. The Zohar already addresses this question, and the Zohar says that the reason Noach brought Oilois was because of the fact that he needed Kapar. Now, why didn't the Zohar just say that the reason he brought Oilois is because he was a Ben Noach, and a Ben Noach is only allowed to bring Oilois? So, Pasha, you could say, maybe the Zohar holds that Ben Noach is also allowed to bring a Shlom. Chadama v'chadama. Now, this one, Ben Noach is allowed to bring a Shlom. But it could be even more than that, because what's the preface of the Yanuka? Vayiven Noach Mizbech Lashem, Vayikach Mikol Abeim Atoy Mikol Oif Atoy Vayal Oilois Pa Mizbech. Vayiven Noach Mizbech. It was the Mizbeach of Adam. Zok the Zohar weiter. Noach ha-maikar of Oilo. Could be it's all behemshach. Because avifel, this carbon that was being brought, on the Mizbeach of Adam HaRishon. If that's the case, like Ramey Simcha says in Meshach Chochma, you're talking that it goes with the Mahalach HaMikdash. If it goes with the Mahalach HaMikdash, then Noach's now boxed in. Bad pun. But Noach is not boxed in now to all of a sudden having to bring a carbon that only a Ben Noach is allowed to bring. Right? Noach has ostensibly more options. So Zok de Zoya Vaita, if that's the case, I'm my carbon. It's not else Hakrov is Ben Noach because Vayiven HaMizbech is Doyim Mizbech to Akribe Adam Kadma. Must be. The reason is the Oivoloi Salko, Elo Begin Herura Delivim.